Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so, so happy to be here again, and hope everybody's doing well. I always say I'm so happy to be here another week. I think after you go over 50, you really, really are happy to be here every day. And people that are over 50 get that, you know. It just changes. And so I wish I understood that when I was 20. But today I'm so excited because we always go over different. We go with what we can do to serve and help and real estate as well. So today our guest is so well-rounded and has done so much and has brought all her talents to what she's doing today. So I'm really excited about what we're going to go over today. For those of you, when you hear of an auction, because we have listeners that are agents, brokers, sellers, buyers, general public, just anybody and everybody because of where our platforms go. When you hear auction, I know a lot of people, and I'm just saying from if you're not in the industry, might be thinking foreclosure. A house is going to a foreclosure. It's, going to a bank sale. The bank's taken it back or somebody's went through a short sale and it didn't work and it's a regular foreclosure. There's many different types of foreclosures. But an auction, a luxury auction, and other types of auctions may not be that at all. And so today that's what we're going to find out. So we're going to talk about luxury auctions and other types of auctions, selling your property, estate, and how to benefit from an auction, whether you are a seller or a buyer. Our guest, Ann Norrie, is amazing and knows it like the back of her hand. She studied neuroscience at the University of Pittsburgh and continued studying at Harvard University while managing a successful business in Boston. Ann attended the prestigious Missouri Auction School and continues to expand her knowledge. With the firm belief that knowledge, passion, expertise, and integrity are the key elements to building relationships in order to properly represent sellers and organizations for successful auction events, these characteristics, it's funny how in life we can go full circle and what we bring to the table really makes a difference, and Ann has all of what we need to bring to the table to do this. Her characteristics were the very reason why for over a decade, Ann and her sister were regularly invited and featured on television networks worldwide, NBC, Home Shopping Network, Rogers Network in Canada, TVSN in Australia, and Ideal World in England. This is for her successful home decor brand, which generated over $100 million worldwide. Wow. In today's market, as a successful real estate and benefit auctioneer and seasoned marketing consultant working with a diverse pool of clients and organization, this allows Ann to design a unique campaign for each. Using technology, sellers benefit as well from the network and expertise which Ann has in place by having traveled bimonthly. She did this for over decades to offices in Hong Kong, China, Italy, and Spain. Today's market is ever-changing, and Ann's well-prepared to helping sellers and organizations of all sizes with her extensive reach to buyers and brokers who are local, national, and international. the Ann's McLean headquarters is perfectly situated in Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, which is easy to serve clients along the East Coast and nationwide, and we'll get into that in the next hour. As a mother to two active teenagers and a passion for the arts, Ann also enjoys serving the community as a board member for the Loudoun Symphony Orchestra and Loudoun Youth Symphony Orchestra, as well as her peers as a board member with the Virginia Auctioneers Association. I want to talk to you about time management later. So without further ado, I'd love to welcome Ann Noree. Hey.
Hi. Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Natalie.
Oh, I'm just so thank you for coming on. This is going to be fun.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to share that something that I'm so passionate about into an important segment of our community and growing population with downsizing, with the shift in our needs and into a luxury division of something that is really on the forefront of giving sellers an opportunity to market their properties in a different format.
With the networking and the networking you've done and the networking available and all your traveling, I mean, this is just so, it's almost like you were meant to do this. I mean, it really has, your history has really put you in a good place for this.
It really does. When you, you know, when we have different properties, and especially luxury properties in different price points throughout the country, might sometimes require a special attention. And really being able to sit down and evaluate with sellers, with their agent, if a property, you know, perhaps sometimes we get calls from a property that might have been on the market previously listed and it has not sold. You know, and a possibility is to use the auction method to bring additional buyers and to really open the circle of your prospective buyers outside of that immediate MLS and the immediate agents that might have previously looked at that property. So what we do is we really expand our reach. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I want to ask you, our listeners who may be thinking what I mentioned in the beginning, that foreclosures, auctions, oh, we think it's just a fire sale. You know, a buyer may think, well, I'm going to steal the house at an auction because they're thinking foreclosure or bank sale.
Right.
So tell us, how does this benefit the seller in that respect, you know, and then a little bit of how it works?
Yeah. So for a seller, what's advantageous is typically a seller puts their home on the market and waits for the buyer to show up, appear, place a contract, and move forward. And then typically a buyer has so many different contingencies from home inspection to financing to appraisal. So then the seller has to wait for all of those things to one by one get checked off before they have a green light to go to closing. With an auction, the seller is able to stay in control from the moment the onset that we are hired. We work with the seller to pick a date that he wants the property to be sold. And then we work backwards and we market the property between generally 4 to 6 weeks out from the time of the auction. And what we do is and the way that you described it, most buyers, when they see the word auction, they think that it's going to be an advantageous situation. And we love that. We want them to kind of, you know, think that and to look at a property that they may not have looked at in the normal newspaper while it was printed or perhaps in a mailer because they weren't looking to purchase a home. And that's typically what we find is when we market an auction, we're opening the focus to individuals that perhaps love the opportunity to purchase something that they feel is at a discount, or they feel that they're going to purchase something that was not visible to them beforehand. So what I work on is really creating very dramatic, very beautiful brochures and digital marketing and photography so that when someone looks at a picture, they're like, oh, gee, wow, that's really beautiful. Then when you take that image and add the word auction to it, it almost becomes like a no-brainer, and it really grabs the attention of the viewer. So we do that by spreading multiple layers of marketing simultaneously. Imagine within 30 to 40 days, this property is going to be in print. It's going to be electronically within their emails. It's going to be within the community. It'll be in newspapers. So it'll be virtually everywhere that they turn. You're going to have buyers or the audience. You're going to build up an audience that's going to see this property, and then we're going to have auction preview days. During those auction preview days, typically within an open house, you might have 5, 10, 20 different visitors versus with an auction preview. Suddenly, we've opened the circle up, and we've generated a tremendous amount of interest, and you'll probably get 3 to 5 times what you might typically get in an open house within our auction preview. Within our couple of auction previews, we might have a couple of hundred people go through the property, and each one, there's a prospective possibility that one of those viewers is going to fall in love with the home and want to participate in the auction.
How many days ahead of the auction do they get to preview, just typically, or does that vary?
So we usually do 2 preview. We'll do them similar to open houses. We'll do them on the weekends, or we might do them on a weeknight. Each market is going to have a different day that, you know, the community will take a look and see what day will have the most attendance, and then we will market it and have it open to buyers to take a look at the property. And back to the contingencies, with an auction, what's great for a seller is that the property is sold as is, where is, and we allow the buyers the opportunity to take a look at the home before they bid, to ask their questions, to do their due diligence before they register to participate. So what that does is really takes out that yellow light aspect of a typical transaction where we have to kind of wait for a couple of weeks for all these contingencies, or literally 30
right.
days for everything to happen. All of that is off the table. And in order for a buyer to participate, they have to agree to the terms and conditions, and they have to be able to do everything that they want to do beforehand. So therefore, you kind of narrow down your search. Even though you expand it, now you're going to have a group of very dedicated, very interested individuals in the property, because now they're not only did they come to view the property, perhaps they're doing due diligence, then there's going to be an earnest money registration fee, a deposit for them to put up in order to register to bid in the auction. So all of these things are elements that will get the buyers excited. And just like the finest jewelry, the diamonds, arts, collectibles, cars that sell at auction, they always sometimes are able to attract and achieve the highest values or wonderful retail values. And people ask, how does that happen? Well, when you put interested individuals in a room together and they see other people bidding, they get excited and they participate and they react instantaneously because they simply want the item. And sometimes, you know, they don't have that opportunity to evaluate what they're thinking. They go with their emotions, and they've had the opportunity to do a lot of this homework beforehand. And sometimes you've got the wife sitting next to, kicking them under
right.
the table, saying, honey, bid again. So therefore, it gets everyone excited, and it's just a great process to be able to sell a property quickly, get the attention, get the buyers in, and get the property to a sold. And on auction day, you know, then the property goes on the contract.
Yeah, like a regular foreclosure, which this isn't. It's buy as is, and they typically cannot get in and see the property, depending on what it is. When they get in and they can look at it ahead of time, are they allowed to do an actual real inspection, bring their inspectors in, or just the visual?
Sure. Most of the time, that is an option. Again, it's a case-by-case basis. Sometimes we've had historical properties where, you know, different experts have different levels of competence. So, you know, different properties have different...
I just have to laugh because that's so true. Oh, my gosh. Some don't know what they're doing at all. I've had them tell you.
We did a property
this is
that was too...
Right.
Yeah, so we had a property that was 200 years old, and I had a seller saying, there's only a few people, you know, in the state that are qualified to be able to properly inspect a historic property. So, again, typically you would be able to get in there and to be able to do what you need to do and have your questions answered and so forth. But it all becomes part of the buyer's responsibility, and they have an opportunity to do all of those things prior to their auction.
That's it. So it really tightens it up for the seller because all of these contingencies are gone. Typically on the auction, do they have to close within, settle within 30 days, or is what's the average time period?
Yes, mm-hmm. For cash deals, it's typically 30 days. Sometimes when we have financing, and even though the contract is non-contingent, there's still an opportunity for buyers to get financing if they want to. It really doesn't matter for the seller where the money comes from, as long as at the closing table they go to closing. And in those cases, sometimes with financing, that you know, we might give them 40, 45 days if it's necessary for their lender to take it to closing. But yes, typically it's 30-day closing.
That's it. Do you recommend that they go to auction first, or that they try to sell it through the MLS first, or through an agent broker? Is it depends
on
the property?
That's a great. It really is. If there's an opportunity, someone sophisticated, you know, sellers that are sophisticated understand the auction process and perhaps have looked at other, you know, properties that have performed well with auctions. And it really provides an opportunity for the seller to take control and really avoid what I call the pitfall of real estate, which are those darn price reductions. And, you know, and it kind of avoids that from happening. And sometimes I'll get a call from sellers that have had like 19 price reductions, and then they're like, well, can you go back and sell it for what we had it for 9 months ago? You know, certainly I'm not a magician, and we're, you know, the market can all see all of those different details. But I always tell people there's strategic ways of pricing properties, there's strategic ways of marketing property, but you know, there's always an opportunity to take control of a sale and do it the right way and do it up front, and that's always the best scenario for a seller. But not to say that we can't help sellers that have gone through those other processes. It just, they have to be cognizant as to what the public is seeing and what they're, you know, what is happening.
Do you recommend in an auction situation that they get an actual certified appraisal, or do you just do a market analysis?
That's really market specific. And there's another, very quickly I'll talk about another segment of the auction area, especially in certain markets where there's unique properties. Auctions are absolutely wonderful, simply because I actually had a call yesterday from an appraiser who's from the middle of Virginia, and they simply don't have 10,000 square foot homes that are completely made out of marble, and they've spent the last 3 years building this property, and he needed to appraise it. So he called me, and he asked, you know, about some of their other properties that we had been working on and that we had under contract. He goes, "Can you share with me what happened?" And I was trying to understand, you know, his purpose and what he was working on. And he said, "Look, I simply can't put a valuation on this specific property because of geographically where it is. It's like, you know, 90
right.
miles outside of any major city. There's nothing else comparable, you know, close by within the county. So, therefore, in a lot of different circumstances, this is what I don't understand. Why would you put a ceiling as to what a property is worth? When a seller puts a price on something, we're literally saying this is the max that I would accept for it." Would you say, right?
Right?
I mean,
exactly.
That's typically
right.
what happens.
Right.
But when we do an auction on a property fresh out of the gate, that's a property that's difficult to evaluate, we allow the buyers to make their own assessment. So just like other fine things in the world, you know, you put a couple of interested people, you get them together, and you do the auction process. It allows the buyers to compete against each other, and the highest and the best offer wins.
Brilliant. So you are, so basically, are you doing an opening price, like for example, a foreclosure might have? And I'm not trying to,
mm-hmm.
I'm not comparing the foreclosure. It's just
of
in
course,
the sense I want to compare in the
sense
that
reference.
People are listening or thinking. Yeah, it is. It's a frame of reference, and a lot of people think, oh, no, it's this way or that way, and we find that a lot with
mm-hmm.
our industry. So do you? So there's an opening price and then a minimum, I'm assuming, or is that all disclosed?
So there's, Yep, well, we can talk about the different types of auctions. So there's typically two different types of auctions, and that is an auction with a reserve or an auction that is absolute. If an auction is advertised and marketed as absolute, that means that regardless of value, the highest, once the auction has opened and there's participation, the highest value that the auctioneer receives, they have to sell it for that value. That is an absolute auction. Versus if you have a property that the seller wants to be a little bit more conservative and they would like to have a little bit more protection, they can place a reserve on the property where they say that, you know, we do not want to accept bids below a certain number. That number is typically not disclosed to anyone. It's a secret number, as we say, that is contained in-house. But it's at least something that provides a safeguard for the sellers that it would not sell for below that. And what happens with during an auction, you know, once you've hit the reserve and if the bid, when the bidding continues above and beyond that, then, you know, you're able to market as sold and, you know, subject to seller confirmation perhaps, or, you know, drop it as sold and get the property under contract immediately and move forward to closing hopefully within 30 days.
That's fantastic. Now, how does it also, do you also offer traditional sales and auctioning and tie it in, or your company?
We do. So we
out?
Work, it yes, so it really depends on where the property is nationwide. We have collaborations on the ground virtually nationwide, and we would be able to work with different agents on different properties, with sellers in different geographic areas on their properties.
Right.
And another wonderful detail is the fact that sellers with an auction property do not pay the traditional agency fees that they typically do, because that comes from a buyer's premium that the buyer pays. And that way there's also a savings for sellers to go the auction method. So the opportunity would be for an auction that the property can sell as is. And it allows sellers to kind of move on and, you know, be done with any of the other contingencies, as well as they can, you know, figure out what is going to be the number that they're comfortable with if they choose to do a reserve auction and take it to a public forum and get the marketing done and get the most amount of interest that we possibly can within a short period of time.
So are you on the auctions, are you going to find most of the many buyers are going to come through real estate agent brokers? Can they register, or how does that work?
Absolutely. So on the buy side, there's an absolutely an agency buyer participation if agents or brokerages want to register their buyers to participate in an auction, they can do so. It's typically within 24 hours or 48 hours before the auction. There's a simple form that gets filled out by the brokerage and gets submitted to the auction company for us to be able to pre-register their buyers. And at closing, they collect their check. So it's a pretty simple and wonderful process. And that also works for a referring agent. If there's an agent that's got a property and they would like to bring it to the auction method or have a conversation with us, we can absolutely speak to them and work with them on the property and also help them to get the property sold. And back to the cost for the seller, the only thing the seller is really responsible for is the marketing dollars that
okay.
it would take to
work?
Do the marketing, right. And that would encompass, you know, the digital marketing, printing material, newspapers, and basically outside, very different from a traditional listing with the auction and why the success of the auction is really reached. We I think what I'm most proud of, and it comes from my many years working on television and being on television, we have very strong relationships for media buys and being able to know how to take those marketing dollars and really stretch it as far as we for the seller to get them the maximum bang for the least amount of dollars and with the most amount of exposure. And that's something that I'm so passionate about. There are certain other, you know, firms that, you know, that are from New York or from the West Coast that have tremendous marketing upfront costs for the sellers. But, you know, we're a smaller organization and we're very hands-on and, you know, I don't need to. So we work closely with the sellers to keep their budgets kind of lean, but yet deliver the, you know, the big exposure that they need on their property to achieve their results.
So if they're going to go in, so they don't pay a regular commitment, I'm just wondering, is it just, I know that gets into more details and just asking certain questions for, so the agents and brokers listening can say, hey, because we have a pretty large network and we work with different networks, so this could be another network that is added in and there could be an auction anywhere in the country, right, that you could actually be a part of. Many of the agents, brokers, they may go right into the property and say, hey, this is definitely makes sense for an auction, especially if it's a property like the one you mentioned the appraiser was talking about, right? Or I mean, I don't know how you bring people in from far away, but whether they contact you when they're going to list and they feel like they should go straight to auction, or they contact you because the property hasn't sold and they want to go from that point, would it be a case-by-case basis, or can they pretty much say, like, the buyer's side is going to pay 2 or 3% of the sales price, the list side isn't going to be a regular listing, but the minimum is going to be a certain cost, or how does that work? I know I'm getting into some,
but these are questions they're going to ask. Sure. I would feel more comfortable because, again, different geographic areas, different there are different types of properties. So all of those things would be very specific, and I would be happy to chat with anyone, even if they had a what-if situation that they would like to discuss. I would be very happy to do so. And, again, it's a round table, so there's a slice of the pie for everyone, and it really works out well because it works in a partnership to be able to get the property in front of the right buyers. And that's another reason why my exposure to having had offices globally and worked globally in different continents, you know, we have connections and we have the capability to get the properties exposed. And as we see now, a large part of our the sales every year, there's a 20%, 15, 20, 25% increases in certain markets where you have cash buyers coming in from internationally. So one of the things that we work with is, for example, we sold Vice President Dan Quayle's former estate here in McLean, Virginia. I had a buyer on the phone in India, and we had a luxury auction here, and we sold the property. So it really works well in being, again, when I talk about opening the gateway of who we're marketing to, and this is a very important detail, is sometimes you've had a listing and you're just not getting the showings and, you know, it's kind of stale in the MLS. Well, there's definitely a lot of things that can happen and different ways of marketing it and trying to get and, you know, really market it so that you obtain a fresh set of eyes to come in and take a look at the property and really get activity going again in a short period of time, but yet, like, very high impact.
And I see the networking, because we do that too with the networking with people around the world and going through the agents and brokers in many areas. You're bringing the buyers to the property rather than sitting in the MLS waiting for that to come, you know, and that's what a lot of the people in the network try to do as well. So I think that's wonderful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And something that I always share with our sellers, you know, it's very, very intense running an auction. You know, when we have a traditional listing or in a traditional listing side, there are certain things that we obviously do on the front end of getting a listing. You know, we list the property, you know, you order your sign, you do your initial brochure, and then you kind of sit and wait, and you might do a couple of open houses and a little networking here and there, but pretty much you're waiting to get showings. Versus with an auction, it's very different. What I like to say is basically from the moment we take on the project, it's literally running a marathon in our office. Daily, we're working on the project, social media, the internet, print marketing, digital marketing. You really have to be all over the place, working with brokers, making phone calls. I mean, literally, the only way I can think about explaining this is, imagine it's dusk, it's out, and you've got a neighborhood, and there's 20 houses for sale in that neighborhood. What we do is, through the auction process, we take one of those really big spotlights, and we throw it on top of the property and basically make that one home shine for, you know, that duration of time so it stands out to everyone. So not only do we attract it to the buyers that are around, but we also attract it to a new circle of individuals to take a look at that spotlight because the light's definitely going to be shiny on that property.
Absolutely.
So literally we run a marathon for weeks and weeks and really build that climax to auction day to get the most amount of participation that we can.
I want to go ahead and have you give your contact information now, too, because people know they can contact us at Radio Real at Universal or go to Real Universal and how to get us, and we'll forward it to them. But I'd like to leave it on here, too.
Oh, I appreciate it. So Prime Auction Solutions is Prime, P-R-I-M-E, Auction, A-U-C-T-I-O-N, Solutions, solutions.com. And our phone number is 703-889-8949. And my email, direct email, is also Anne, at Prime Auction Solutions with an S. .com. I can be contacted, and I would be more than happy to chat with you or discuss a potential property that you would like to get the spotlight on.
I love this. And I was looking at just a couple things. You also help clients with downsizing and our auctions with other appraising does it on personal items. So tell us how that works.
Because people have so much to do. That's such a huge growing segment of what I absolutely love. And you know, there's estates and you've got larger homes and individuals that have these magnificent properties that they just simply are done with. And not only would they like to sell the real estate, but they also would like to sell the personal content and the artwork, the jewelry. They might have a gun collection, a coin collection. And what happens is we're in able to, in tandem, do a multi-layer auction where we help them with the sale of the personal property, and then we help them with the sale of the real estate, and really get everything done in a very short period of time for the best results for the seller. Unlike an estate sale where we like to say, you know, an estate sale company comes in, they kind of tag the better stuff, and then, you know, they kind of put it out there. Some of the items sell, some of it don't. Some of it they leave to the side, and then, you know, they try to purchase for themselves. It's a very different process. Versus with an auction, it works wonderfully because virtually everything is able to be sold on the day of the auction. And it's a very open, transparent process, and it just works beautifully. With the auction, personal property, not only can we do it live, we can do an online auction, we can have, you know, global exposure for the content, the personal properties, and help sellers get the maximum amount that they possibly can in an open market. And what I love to do and what I love to say is really my mission has really become helping sellers really transfer wealth from one form to another.
So when they're downsizing, I mean, it's got to be difficult. People are in, I mean, I've dealt with people over the years that when they had to go to sometimes assisted living centers, it was traumatic. Mm-hmm. Maybe one spouse had passed away and the other just knew it was the
right
best thing to do, or they were, nowadays we have these, you know, so many over 55, which I don't like to say 55 is senior. I think that's horrible, but you know, older, you can buy a house or a condo in the, and as you get, if somebody's 70, 80, and then they can do that. I've seen it where it's traumatic through the process, and then when they come out the other side, typically they're saying, wow, I love this. I should have done this a long time ago. So you actually get involved in helping seniors downsize as well, right? Anybody going through
Absolutely.
That process?
They help them figure out what is the keeper. You know, there's really three strategies. What do you keep, what do you donate, and what are you going to sell? So it really becomes three separate components. And the fourth component is really which of the items are the children or different family members that you would like to share, you know, some of your items with, and really figuring out what is the balance and those items, how to take it to market and really sell those items properly and help them transfer again monetarily, sell their items and transfer it into their new lifestyle. I mean, it's very exciting. There's so many wonderful communities being built that really gives our population that is done with the four kids. The kids have left. I mean, I had a client the other day I was visiting with. She has a magnificent property in a gated community. And she said, I'm just tired. You know, the housekeeper comes every other week, and no one's been in the home except me. And it's mm-hmm. just, so, you know, you've got 8,000 square feet, 6,000 square feet. They've got all these items. She's just like, I'm done with it. And she's just ready to move on to a city atmosphere where she can perhaps walk to different places and have different activities that she can enjoy instead of being gated off in an area where the kids are spread out all over the place. And she enjoys going to visit the grandkids and the kids. And she's like, I turn it into a vacation. So what
exactly.
does she do with
That's
the art
wonderful.
Collection? What does she do with the silver and the china? What does she do with the jewelry and the three vehicles that don't get driven anymore? So really, and when we told her how easy it is, honestly, I wish I had a video camera, because if they just take a sigh of relief that the burden can be so easily shifted and just resolved so painlessly that in itself is really a big reward.
It's got to be. You're just taking that stress out of it. That's because it's got to be a traumatic time sometimes, and especially if someone's been in the home for years and years. And, you know, even though they know they have to do it. They don't always
right, and
want
as
to do
she
it.
Says, she goes, consignment shops, they're like, put it in the car. She's like, how am I going to take this piece, and how am I going to do that? Well, the fact that people don't really have to move things, the fact that everything is done, the fact that it's just a really, the only thing they need to do is point and pick out which pile it belongs to, 1, 2, 3, or 4. Does it stay? Does it go to the new property, or does it get, you know, sent to a family member, or is it going to get sold? And when you break it down and you make it simple, it's a simple process, and it's an enjoyable one.
That's the big key too, to have it, get them to enjoy it through the process.
Absolutely. So that's another segment that works really well with the auction method, not only for the real estate, but also for providing a solution for the personal property, and really bringing a larger audience to look at the items and get the most amount of participation.
Great. You also do benefit auctions.
I do. That's my passion. That is my real passion of where this whole thing started. You know, as being on television and doing the many things that we did for years and working with St. Jude, where On HSN, we were always regularly asked yearly, you know, we're not celebrities, but they would ask their celebrity brands to create an ornament for St. Jude. And my sister and I were fortunate enough that we were a family business, and we always had she always makes fun of me. I love making fun of the baby, and it was just something that we always loved to do. And I think that's what we played off of one another on television. And we had so many sisters and so many mothers and grandmothers that we had as followers on television, and we would create an ornament, and, you know, the proceeds would go to St. Jude yearly. And being asked to do different benefits, I thought I needed to do the best job possible, so I decided to go to auction school, become an auctioneer, so I can help the nonprofits do what they're looking to do on a grander scale and on a better scale. And from there, it kind of led to everything else that we're doing. But it's something that I'm absolutely passionate about, and really also a BAS, which is a benefit auction specialist, where there's only a couple of hundred of us nationwide, really worldwide, where we consult nonprofits, we work with their board, we figure out strategies of bringing to them the most amount of impact with the least amount of effort, because, you know, everyone's seeing, silent auctions, you know, is something that everyone works all year on. And my passion is really helping organizations figure out, okay, we are going to have that audience's attention for 12 to 18 minutes, for them how to maximize.
That's all? Really?
So, boards, sure. I mean, boards spend a whole year working on a gala. And it always amazes me, you know, from the timeline, what are the right items to have in their gala, in their live auction? What are different strategies for them to be able to increase their revenue that they're going to have for all of that year's efforts that have gone into this gala? And, I mean, we generate results of 200, 300, 400, 500% increase from what the organizations really did the year before, and small changes that make significantly big impacts. And it's something that I just absolutely love, love, love doing, and sharing our experiences with.
I love it. So Raising Hope by My Raising is called By Raising Hands, right?
So ours, so it's Auctions for a Cause. That's our division for the nonprofits. It's called Auctions for Cause, cause.org. Auctionsforacause.org is our website for our nonprofit fundraising galas that we work with. And, you know, we fly out and work with small organizations, larger organizations. And a lot of it we do on the phone as well, outside of the evening, the event, the day of the event. And it's just incredible to build that energy and to, what I like to say, we love making that energy in the room. So what my sister and I did on television, you know, we do in tandem on stage, and I'm on stage and she's on the floor within the audience. And let me tell you, giving her a microphone, that's sometimes a good thing or a bad thing. But, you know, we just have fun with the crowd, and it just creates so much excitement. And that's what you want at a gala. You want people to remember your event. So that's my mission, is really becoming an ambassador for the organization.
Sorrell, Auctions for a Cause, Raising Hope by Raising Hands. That is beautiful.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
So that's exactly what we've really dedicated a large portion of what we do is helping nonprofits so that they can achieve their bigger and better goals for the following year.
That's wonderful. Because it's serving, it's so needed, and so it comes back to you, and I love it. It's with the foundations. It's just, that's great. Well, you're really a pro with this, and it's just, I can see where that ties right in with the auctions with the homes and everything you've done. Awesome.
Absolutely, thank you. So, so it's almost like a spider web that has kind of really worked its way around, and it's just something that we love doing, and we love building those relationships with organizations and with individuals throughout, and it's really a way of giving back and passing it forward.
That's fantastic. And it's so neat. I mean, it's just so needed, and got the perfect venue to tie it all in together. I love it. So let's see, auctions was wonderful. Is there anything else you want to? Because we've got about 15 minutes. It goes by so fast, right? That I want to.
I know. It's amazing.
Oh, we have to have you back. I also see people can actually bid online if they want to if they're not going to be present
yes.
or be able to send. But a lot of people will send someone, but they can.
Yes. So we actually have our own mobile app in your Google App Store or in your iPhone App Store. If you go into the App Store and search Prime Auction Solutions, you can download our app, and you can join and add yourself to the list, and we can send you our next upcoming events. If you wanted to see or if you wanted to participate, that works well. But there's so many different wonderful ways of doing the auction method, and whether it's farms or whether it's farmland or whether it's large estates or a lot of different possibilities where an auction really works and benefits well for the seller. It's almost like you're able to put the spotlight on the property. We're able to market it and bring the target audience that you would like for that and really give control back to the seller in that they get to choose the date, the time, how and where they would like the property to be sold and really move it forward instead of just doing the sit and wait game and
right.
see what's going to happen.
It does put them in control more, and then you create a bidding war, which is always a good thing, right? Because people
which is always a fun thing, yes.
Bring that price up a little bit by so wow. Now you also work with asset
yeah.
managers or
Sure. I mean, if there's portfolio managers, asset managers, we have perhaps different individuals that have multiple properties. We always, we can easily work with them and help them with the sale of properties, again, nationwide. We can consult on properties that perhaps if they're international. There's a lot of different things that we would be able to consult with and help with and really provide solutions that are a little bit outside the traditional box.
That's fantastic. And then still network within and out of the traditional box so that you kind of got this, like you said, a web, but a different type of web. It's a network web.
A web, but yes. So what I like to say is just like how you go to, for example, a physician for your normal needs, you go to a specialist when you have special needs. So what I like to say, we're specialists in the real estate industry. So we work with both sellers, we work both with their agents, and we really zoom in and specialize and really sit down and diagnose exactly what needs to be addressed, what is the target audience, what is the objective, what is the timeline, what is the marketing parameters, and really put together what I call the storyboard for each property and really develop it. First, there's an understanding, then we have to evaluate and really develop that storyboard. And once we have that storyboard in place, really pull the trigger and deliver and spread the word. And really make the campaign go live and get develop the momentum to get the auction where it needs to be.
I love it. It's fantastic. It's
thank you.
It really makes sense. It's tied in all the way. Now, last but not least, I want to mention the estate and downsizing services you offer all too. We did discuss that a little bit, where some of you go in and what people want to sell and not sell, et cetera. But you actually have it set up where you can actually tie in and get the artwork appraised, and similar to an estate sale, but not so much. I mean, estate and downsizing, but it can be used different. So you could actually just take over everything if somebody wants to, right? Set them up with
correct,
the right,
correct. We would
people
right.
To
we
do
would
everything.
We would be able to help exactly. We would be able to help with the whole process and really help them evaluate whether it's a multi-million-dollar Van Gogh. Or whether it's a normal home with a collection, we're well versed to be able to help them through their process of the entire collection, of really getting it figured out and getting it into the right hands and networking. So it really comes down to if we don't have the answers, I assure you, I know the person locally, nationally, and internationally that perhaps would have the answer for you on a particular project or item.
Fantastic.
Thank you. So I would love to hear from our from your viewers and your listeners. If they have any questions, we're here again to be able to answer. You know, if they wanted to chat about different potential properties, they can again email me at ann@primeauctionsolutions.com. And again, Ann is A-N-N with an E. Or they can visit our website, and my our main number is 703-889-8949, and we would be able to work with you and really figure out the best way of tackling a potential project.
I do have a couple quick questions, just because I know a lot of people
yes.
in our network. I noticed on your site it said if the buyer's agents are sending somebody, and they could be across the country, and it says attend the auction with your client. Is it okay if they register and they're not present? I mean, are there ways to work out?
That could be. Yes, there definitely would be. It could be, yes. So it just really depends where the agent is. But that's generally a prerequisite for them to be there. But if an exception needs to be made and it's documented and we know beforehand, we would love to be able to speak with them and make those appropriate arrangements
and make it
if and when possible.
Sure, that
sure.
can happen a lot in our industry with where we have so many are in different places. And then as far
right.
as agents referring with the sellers as well, they could just do the referral and it could be anywhere.
Very
much, right?
easily. It could be anywhere. If you have a seller that you have a client who's got a portfolio or properties in different states, definitely give us a call and we can help you with the entire process. You would definitely receive a referral for those. And we could move forward the project and
okay.
figure out the evaluation and do what needs to happen.
Fantastic. As far as the agents and brokers, another quick question is, if the property is listed, is it mandatory for them to take it out of the MLS before you can auction, or can it be tied in together if it's a scenario, you know, depending on the scenario?
It depends on, so different MLSs have different rules about the wording auction and if there's an auction button within a certain MLS. I can certainly have that conversation and we can look further into individual
okay.
MLSs, because different MLSs, they are changing their guidelines, but then we do have smaller MLS systems that have their own little pockets of possibilities and non-possibilities.
I know, you have to check everything nowadays. It's just, and the rules are becoming endless. It's like, oh my gosh, I feel like we're dealing with the government now and the MLSs, but we're not. But
it is, and it's
yeah,
so interesting where you get in certain pockets where you've got five smaller MLSs that kind of, I guess it attached to larger MLSs, and then their functionality might be a little different than the other ones. But absolutely, we can figure out a way to make it work, and we always prefer to be in the MLS and to have the property exposed as much as possible.
Fantastic, because it networks on. Great. Well, this has been
of
exciting.
Course.
This is just a great way to sell or buy a home, and a unique approach that's looks like such a win-win for everybody, actually.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. And again, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Miami Herald, a lot of papers have been talking about the sophisticated sellers and agents turning to the luxury auction method as a potential solution for being able to sell properties. And, you know, as we know in Australia, 95% of most properties are sold via auction. So, again, auctions are not strictly for distressed properties, but we bring a different twist to it, and we work with a lot of different scenarios. It could be from downsizing, it could be part of an estate, it could be you know, a separation or a breakdown of a partnership, or a lot of different reasons that you want to maintain control and you want to have an open, transparent process, and that's what an auction will deliver, and it works beautifully.
I love it.
Thank you so very much for having us, and I really appreciate your
time.
And,
oh, I really appreciate it. You've got it all covered, and I love this, and we'll definitely be working with you as well.
Lovely. Thank you.
This, to me, is a no-brainer. You're so welcome.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
And thank you to your listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.